This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بيحقيف الشعب كلهم بسند حسن ابن عباس وأنس قال. This hadith is in collection of three collections, collection of Tabrani and Ibn Sa'd in his Tabaqat, and as well Imam Bayhaqi al-Shu'ab, and has a reasonable state of narration, narrated to us by Ibn Abbas and Anas. And the wording is the same, almost with maybe a very small variation. So I'm not going to even go into it. And they describe the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So it's a nice little description, and it's within the obviously the series of humbleness, which I'll continue maybe until Sunday. And they describe him alayhi salatu wasalam by the following words. قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يجلس على الأرض ويأكل على الأرض ويعتقل الشاة ويجيب دعوة المملوك على خبز الشعير. So they described him عليه الصلاة والسلام with four things. They said he used to sit on the ground عليه الصلاة والسلام, even though there may be other ways for him to other places for him to sit. Maybe there was availability of sitting on, chairs or on something on something. He was offered obviously عليه الصلاة والسلام thrones throughout his life, especially in his late life. And he refused. He would always refuse. And he would enter someone's house, he would always sit wherever the person was sitting. On exactly the same level. He would refuse to sit on anything higher. So even if the difference was just a very thin piece of furniture, he wouldn't sit on that, alayhi salatu wasalam. If you're sitting on the ground, he would sit on the ground right in front of you, alayhi salatu wasalam. And whenever he sat, he would make sure, and whenever he ate on the ground as well. This is sunnah, alayhi salatu wasalam, eating on the ground. There's nothing wrong with eating on a table and chairs. It's fine. However, maybe at some point in your life when you have children, teach them to eat on the ground. There's something in that that's helpful for them. Even if that's not the norm in the house and it doesn't have to be, but maybe every once in a while, have them sit on the ground, the floor, and eat. Because it's humbling. It's something in it for them to kind of appreciate a little bit of humility in the way that they receive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ni'mah. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would always eat on the floor, on the ground. He would sit on the ground, he'd eat on the ground. وَيَعْتَقِلُ الشَّهْ You would see him pulling a shah, which is a female sheep, or sometimes it can be used for a goat as well. So he would see him by the horn or by the collar pulling a sheep. And he didn't necessarily send someone else to do this, alayhi salatu wasalam. He would take care of his animals, like whatever animals he had, in the barn or in the backyard, whether it was goats or sheep or camels, or if he had, alayhi salatu wasalam, a cat or whatever he had, he would manage them, alayhi salatu wasalam, himself. He didn't have someone else do this for him. He didn't feel that this was something that took away from his status. The point of what they're trying to point out here is that he did these things, and he didn't feel that they were taking away from his status, alayhi salatu wasalam, or that he was beyond that, or that these things were beneath him. No, he very naturally, normally, would sit on the floor, he would eat on the floor, he would manage his own animals. وَيُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الْمَمْلُوكِ عَلَى خُبْزِ الشَّعِيرِ The mamluk is someone who doesn't have their freedom. وَيُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الْمَمْلُوكِ He would respond to the invitation of a slave who was inviting him to eat خُبْزِ الشَّعِيرِ, which is bread made from barley. So I'm not sure if you've been on a really horrible diet and they made you eat barley bread, but it's horrible. And it really is very difficult to eat. And I had a friend who had a specific disease, and he would have to eat khubz al-sha'ir. And honestly, I had no idea how this person was able. It's so difficult to eat. Like it does not taste nice at all. And it's really. And the Prophet ﷺ, by the way, never ate the bread that we eat ever. Like he never had the luxury of eating bread that was made from processed wheat. If it was always made from either processed barley or non-processed barley, so barley with its with the covering. So وَيُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الْمَمْلُوكِ He would respond to the invitation of a slave who was inviting him to eat a piece of barley bread with him, alayhi salatu wasalam, because he didn't feel that any of that was something that he shouldn't do, or that any of that was something that was beneath. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alayhi wa sallam. Very normal to him, because it's not, and it wasn't. See, the point of them saying this about him, so he didn't put any effort in doing this. Maybe if I'm in that position, I'll put effort into doing it. So I make a point of sitting on the ground. No, he wasn't making a point. This was what came naturally because he understood the reality of humanity and of who he was, alayhi salatu wasalam, as a servant. He understood that. So it was normal, it was natural. And this is the piece that we have to understand about him, alayhi salatu wasalam, that this was not an effort that he put in, where he would go out of his way and respond to the invitation of a slave just to show that he's humble. No, this is natural. It was normal. This felt to him as the most, it came to him naturally, I guess, because of his understanding of things. We have a problem in the way we understand things. So we may do one of these things, but we'll do them out of our way, like because we don't think we should be doing them. Or a part of us may feel a little bit embarrassed to do them. He didn't, alayhi salatu wasalam. And that is the key difference, is that he lived his life not feeling that any of these things required any effort, or that he did them to make a point to himself. He just felt them, that was natural. To sit on the floor, get on the floor, pull a sheep along, or go and share a piece of barley bread with the slave who's inviting him to it, alayhi salatu wasalam. And that's just his character, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's really the character piece that you have to learn. Maybe not the practices will differ from one timing in our lives to the other, but it's the character piece that we have to learn from him, alayhi salatu wasalam. يروي الإمام بن سعد في طبقاته والإمام الطبراني في الكبير والإمام البيهقي في الشعب كلهم بسند حسن عن ابن عباس وعن أنس قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يجلس على الأرض ويأكل على الأرض ويعتقل الشاة ويجيب دعوة المملوك على خبز الشعير. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. الحمد لله لا إله إلا أنت أتوب إليك. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. جزاكم الله خير.